It's story time.
Extreme weather. Hurricanes. Chapter 1. Hurricane Basics. Imagine that you are at the ocean with your family. It's a warm summer day. The weather is fair. You are having a good time. Suddenly, the wind starts to blow. The waves seem higher. The air becomes cooler. You feel a few raindrops. The storm will probably pass. Still, be careful. The storm could grow more serious. It could become a hurricane. Hurricanes are tropical storms. They usually form over oceans. Warm air rises from the water's surface. As the air rises, it cools. The air moves faster. The wind grows stronger. As hurricanes gain strength, they form an eye. The eye is the center of the storm. It is a peaceful place. The winds there move slowly. Outside of the eye, the winds move much faster. Their speed can reach 322 kilometers per hour. That is faster than most cars or trains. Hurricanes usually happen during the summer. The Atlantic Ocean hurricane season lasts from June 1st through November 30th. The Pacific Ocean hurricane season is a little longer. It lasts from May 15th through November 30th. A single hurricane can last for a week. That's a long life for a storm. Chapter 2. Hurricane Effects. Hurricanes have different names around the world. In East Asia, they are often called typhoons. In other places, they are called cyclones. No matter what we call them, these storms are powerful. They can have terrible results when they go over land. Hurricane winds are strong. Some are strong enough to destroy buildings. Sometimes, hurricanes cause tornadoes. These tornadoes go over the land. They destroy cities and farms. Hurricanes also cause storm surges. Storm surges happen as hurricanes travel. Strong winds push the ocean water forward. A wall of water forms. As the storm reaches land, the wall grows higher. Houses and cars can be carried away by the surge. Chapter 3. Historic Hurricanes. You might think that hurricanes are not common. However, they happen every summer. In 2005, there were 15 Atlantic hurricanes. There were 12 in 2010. Some hurricanes do not cause a lot of damage. Others destroy entire cities. In 1992, a hurricane hit southern Florida. Scientists named it Hurricane Andrew. The storm killed 23 people. It caused over $25 billion of damage. Another bad hurricane happened in 2005. Scientists named it Hurricane Katrina. Katrina struck several American states. Over 1,800 people died. Thousands more lost their homes. Hurricane Katrina was bad, but the Galveston hurricane was terrible. This storm happened in 1900. It destroyed the city of Galveston, Texas. In just a few hours, over 6,000 people died. Chapter 4: When the Storm Strikes. Hurricanes are dangerous. People need to take shelter when these storms draw near. Scientists can often guess where the storm will travel. It's much harder to guess how strong the storm will be. Some scientists want to learn more about hurricanes. What they learn might help save lives. When a hurricane strikes, these scientists fly into the hurricane. Their work is dangerous, but it is very important. What are the chances that you will experience a hurricane? It depends where you live. In Miami, Florida, there is a 48% chance of a hurricane every year. Anyone who lives near the ocean should be careful. When the weather is warm, a hurricane can strike. It is important to be prepared. During hurricane season, keep food and water in your house. Watch the news or listen to the radio. If the sky grows dark, stay inside. Don't go out until the storm has passed. Hurricanes are dangerous. Still, you don't need to fear them. Use good sense. Use your head. You can beat these tropical storms.